This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. In a bilateral meeting in Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden told Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday that he would be announcing a new security package for Kyiv.
This will be the eighth package I've authorized since we've signed a national security bill.
Biden added that the U.S. would continue to stand by Ukraine.
Ukraine will prevail, and I want you to know we're going to be with you every step of the way.
And Zelensky thanked the president for the support.
I'm grateful to you, your team, your administration, of course, Congress, both parties, both chambers, and all Americans for their vital and your strong support of Ukraine, Ukrainian people.
Zelensky also said the two men would discuss how to achieve a just end to the war with Russia and called for a second peace summit this year. An initial summit, which Russia was not invited to, was held in Switzerland last month. The NATO summit on Wednesday was incredibly busy and full of bold statements and actions from allied countries. VOA's Carla Babb has the details.
American-made F-16 fighter jet now heading to Ukraine from NATO allies Denmark and the Netherlands. All 32 allies in a communique calling Ukraine's path to NATO membership, quote, irreversible, in a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin that he simply cannot wait out NATO allies. U.S. President Joe Biden pressed NATO allies to continue their increased defense spending in order to keep up with Russia's wartime production level. The alliance also calling on China to cease its support of Russia's war machine, saying it cannot enable the largest war in Europe in nearly 80 years without negatively impacting its interest and reputation. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA.